To 1 Timothy.
我们今天早上继续重新讲的是要讲提摩太前书。
Both the Chinese ministry as well as the English ministry has been walking through this book together.
我们中文堂的和英文堂的都是查这个经节。
So again, if you'd like to follow in your own personal Bibles, or if you like to go to your phone to go through the scripture, you can turn to 1 Timothy.
假如你们有圣经的话，或者是你们有电话的话，可以打开来看到提摩太前书三章一到七节。
This morning, we're going to be talking about leaders of the church.
我们今天早上要讲教会的领袖。
And it is really understandable why Paul is writing Timothy about leaders of the church.
其实很容易了解为什么保罗要写这个书信给提摩太关于教会的领袖的事情。
The church at Ephesus where Timothy was currently ministering was troubled by men who were teaching error.
因为在当时的情况，在以弗所提摩太所牧养的教会，他们在教会里面有很多的问题。
And in some cases, living maybe immoral, in making poor decisions and making immoral, living immoral lives.
他们这些领导的人讲话讲些错误的话，而且他们过的生活是非常不道德生活。
So what was happening was these men were coming into the church of Ephesus and they were teaching things that actually was causing arguments within the church. They were teaching some controversial things, and it was causing the church in Ephesus to argue.
所以当这些人到教会里面讲这些事情的时候，导致教会很多的冲突，使很多人非常的混淆。
And Paul says, their teaching was not helping the church family or the church there in Ephesus, to live a life in faith in the Lord.
所以保罗写这个书信的目的就是说，在以弗所的教会后来演变的现象，就是使得他们的教友们不能过一个信仰神的生活。
So as Paul writes this letter to Timothy in chapter 1, as he writes this letter, Paul urged Timothy to, he tells Timothy to both teach truth as well as live a life that was in line with the truth that he was teaching to the church.
所以当保罗到告诉提摩太的时候，他说你要教导的时候，你要有正确的方法，有对的方法是教导。
Let there be integrity in both what you are saying and also the way that you are living out that truth.
所以你讲的话，你带出来有人的品格，可以带领这个教会。
And then in chapter 2, Paul emphasized the importance of conduct that displays God's truth in our public worship.
所以第二章的时候，保罗提到叫提摩太要有活出一个基督徒的生活来。
And he focuses both on as men and as women worship, and as we work come together, conduct ourselves in a way that those outside the church can see the integrity of the Lord in the church.
所以到这些男男女女进到教会的聚会的，当他们走出去教会的时候，也可以表现出他们有一个品质的生活。
And so I asked the English ministry, the youth, I said, you know, when someone comes in from the outside of the church and they observe us, what do they see?
所以我常常告诉我们青少年，当你们在教会聚会的时候，有很多不信主的人到教会的时候，你要让他们看见你是过怎么样的生活。
Does the conduct of our public worship display to an unbelieving world faith and holiness, love, modesty?
你在这教会过的生活是不是表现出来你是一个非常敬虔的，非常有信心的，一个很虔诚的一个基督徒？
And so now what Paul does, he takes another step against the false teaching and the false teachers in the church.
所以保罗进一步的解释怎么样是一个真正的正确的教导在教会里面。
What he does is he writes Timothy and he says, look, I want to talk to you about leaders in the church and their, their qualifications so that, again, when we have leaders in the church, there will not be false teachers, there will not be false teaching.
所以保罗就是要告诉提摩太，你在教会的时候要怎么样的教导，使得不能误导别人。
And not only that, that the leaders' lives cannot be spoken against.
而且你要言行一致，你讲话的人要跟你的行为是一样的。
Paul seems to again just be focusing on just the outward and the inward, and that it would be they would come together. That there's integrity.
所以保罗就是要提摩太在你讲话，但是你的做人也是一样的。
In another translation, he says he wants the church leaders to live lives that are above reproach.
所以要提摩太要做一个不能被人家指责的一个生活。
Okay, so let's take a look at the scripture, the letter that Paul wrote to his young protege Timothy.
让我们看看圣经上保罗是怎么告诉提摩太的。
First Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 7 says this.
从第一节到第七节他这样说的。
It is a true saying that if someone wants to be an elder, he desires an honorable responsibility. For an elder must be a man whose life cannot be spoken against. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exhibit self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must be able to teach. He must not be a heavy drinker or be violent. He must be gentle, peace-loving, and not one who loves money. He must manage his own family well, with children who respect and obey him. For if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? An elder must not be a new Christian, because he might be proud of being chosen so soon, and the devil will use that pride to make him fall. Also, people outside the church must speak well of him,so that he will not fall into the devil's trap and be disgraced.
在这里中文就说人若想要得到监督的职分就是羡慕善功这话是可信的做监督的人必须无可指责只做一个妇人的丈夫有节制自守端正乐意接待远人善于教导不应是酗酒不打人只要温和不增进不贪财好好管理自己的家使儿女们凡事端庄人若不知道管理自己的家焉能管理教神的教会呢出入教会不可做监督恐怕他自高自大就落入恶魔所受的刑罚里面监督也要必须在教外有好的名声恐怕被人毁谤落在魔鬼的网络里。
So you'll notice as we go through the passage, most of it talks about the qualifications, what is to be looked for in an overseer or an elder.
所以他基本上是讲一个做一个长老的人，他的条件是什么，然后他的应该怎么样的做。
But before he speaks of the qualifications, he talks about how important the work is of an overseer or an elder.
在他提到这个资格以前他很重要就是说你应该怎么样的形式在教会里面。
Those who serve in the church as an overseer and elder are to be encouraged.
所以这些在教会里面担任监督的这些长老们。
He says it's an honorable responsibility.
它是一个很荣耀的责任。
Or a noble task to serve the church in this way.
是很高贵的来服侍教会。
So the question is why? Why does Paul say this? Why does he say this? He says, if someone wants to be an elder, he desires an honorable responsibility. Why does he speak in such ways about this responsibility?
为什么保罗要在这里特别的强调要指为什么这些长老来做监督的要这样的做
Because Paul knows what an overseer is about.
因为保罗知道这个教会的从前的事情
Paul's experience, he is an apostle, so he is a leader of the church, and he knows what is required, of an elder, of an overseer.
他是个先知，他是个领导人，他知道应该怎么样的去 带领教会。
Let's take a look at a couple other portions of scriptures which talks about elders or overseers.
让我们看看其他的章节是怎么样讲长老们或者是监督们应该是怎么做的。
You don't have to turn there with me, but I'll just read to you the scripture and you can just listen.
你们可以听。
This is 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 through 3, says this.
这是彼得前书的 第一章。
Peter says to fellow elders, he says, and now a word to you who are elders in the churches. I too am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and I too will share in his glory and his honor when he returns. As a fellow elder, this is my appeal to you. Care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly. Not for what you will get out of it, because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example.
这是是第五章的，从第一节开始。我这做长老的，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来你所显现的荣耀的，劝你们中间与我们做长老的们，务要牧养在你们中间的羊群，按照神旨意管理他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是出于贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是瑕疵所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Here's Peter, also an apostle, and what he says about elders. His appeal to elders is like, I want you to care for the flock that God has entrusted to you.
保罗就说，怎么样做长老，就说你们要带领你们的羊群，你要很关心你们的羊群。
The apostle Paul knows that it's an honorable desire. It's an honorable responsibility because it involves loving people. It involves caring for the flock.
所以保罗知道这是他的很荣耀的责任，就是他要爱这个羊群，要照顾他的羊群。
It's so different from how the world has a tendency to look at leadership.
所以这是和我们在世界上的所以做领袖的形象是不一样的。
The world tends to look at leadership and the world tends to focus on the position.
世界上我们世俗的领袖就是如果是做领袖的话，他的地位很重要。
You know, I don't know, when you look, oftentimes you look at the world, you look at like maybe managers, directors, CEOs, there's a tendency for the world to look at the perks and the power that comes with leadership.
所以你们看到世俗上做领袖人，就是不管是你是总裁或者是监督人的，是他都是有很高的位置在那里，他有很多的利益，有很多的好处。
But Jesus has a radically different view of leadership. He almost turns it upside down.
所以主耶稣讲的这个领袖，好像是跟世俗上的不一样，他把那个所有的形象都是好像倒转过来。
When Jesus speaks of a leader, he actually talks about almost the greatest cost. He talks about the cost of leadership.
所以当主耶稣讲到你要做领袖的话，你要付出很大的代价。
He says an overseer, he talks about a shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep.
你如果是做牧羊人的话，你要为羊舍命。
Jesus and his follower Paul knew that there was a cost.There's a cost to be paid for leading.
所以主耶稣知道，告诉保罗，就是说你要做领袖的话，你要付出代价来。
There's a prominent pastor down in Georgia. He's written many books. His name is John Maxwell. He currently pastors a church down there.
所以现在在美国有个很名，在乔治亚州有个很有名的布道家叫做Maxwell.
And he says that.The heart of leadership is putting others in front of yourself.
你要做个领袖的话，你要把别人放在你自己前面。
When you have no responsibilities, you can pretty much do what you want to do.
你做领袖的话，你要自己负很大的责任。
Once you take on responsibilities, it begins to, you limit yourself, you limit of your freedoms.
你做，如果做领袖的话，你很多的，有很多的限制，你很多事情是不能做的。
Here's just a brief picture. This is what he brings up when he talks about leadership.
所以这是一个图片，你是怎么样的做这个领袖。
And this is why the Apostle Paul, when he's talking to Timothy, when he's telling him about choosing elders, he said, like, this is an honorable desire.
所以保罗告诉提摩太的时候，他说你怎么样做一个领袖。
So the greater the leadership role, responsibilities will get greater and greater.
你们看到这个图片的，在当中有一个，假如你要做领袖往上爬的，做最好的领袖的话，你可以看到右边它的三角形的责任是非常大的。
And the rights to yourself, the rights to do what you want, to live your own life, to do what you want, kind of will decrease.
你的权利，你可以看左边的图是非常少的，你没有什么权利。
If we look at it, this is kind of a truism, not just for elders, but all around.
其实这个事情也不是光指长老的，而是很有的很多的执事，很多的在教会服侍的人都是一样的。
When I read about CEOs, it seems like a CEO seems to have to give him or herself more and more over to the vision of the company.
所以你们看到在很多在世界上做总裁的人，他好像有很多的好处。
When I read about presidents, when I hear about Barack Obama, or when I hear about Donald Trump thinking about going into the presidency.
所以当我看到现任的总统奥巴马，或者看到选上的总统川普，
I hear them saying that they understand that they have to pretty much give up their lives, their so much of themselves, their hearts, their time, their families.
照你讲起来，他应该要把他们的家庭放在后面，他要很多的牺牲在来做这个事情的。
Well, let me correct myself. Let me say that they have to give up a lot of their family time. Not, they don't have to give up their families, but they have to give up a lot of their family time. You know, I don't want to say like, elders, presidents have to just forsake their family. That's not true. Not true.
他意思不是指在教会做长老的人要把家庭放下来，就是说放在后面，而是说这不是正确的，是你们应该就是拿出时间来服侍教会。
But when I read about leaders, when I read about, and when I look at the ultimate example, when I look at Jesus Christ, I look at this and I say, it's exactly right. It's such a truism.
当我看到主耶稣的时候，我把主耶稣和这个图片来比较，这个是这么的正确。
When I look at it, I see Christ had the full burden of the world upon him. Full burden of the world. It cost him everything.
主耶稣把他自己所有世界上的责任都放在他一个人的肩膀上。
And when I look at Jesus Christ on the cross, I see he gave up his rights. Just gave up his rights.
当然耶稣在钉十字架的时候，就是他已经把他所有的权利都已经放弃了。
And this is why Paul says if someone wants to be an elder, if you have this desire, it is to be encouraged. We are to encourage.
所以当保罗讲到这个是做领袖的时候，他说他是这样的一种鼓励。
If anyone in the church family has this desire, the church family is to go, we encourage you. Because we understand there is a giant cost. It's going to cost you.
所以在教会的我们的家庭里面成员应该多了解，这是如果你要做长老做领袖的话，你要付出什么样的代价。
And we understand that not only is it going to cost you, we understand what it's about. What it's about is putting the rest of the church family in front of you. It is a service. It is a love. It is like caring for the flock. And so, whenever anyone has this desire, it's an honorable desire because it is like completely, you know, giving yourself more and more over.
所以把教会把这个羊群放在你面前的时候，他需要你的爱，需要你的关怀，所以你要付出这么多的代价。
So we ought to encourage those who desire to be leaders because it involves caring for people, and there is a personal cost.
所以鼓励人家出来做这个领袖的话，就是说你要知道你是要怎么样的牺牲。
But we know that in addition to a cost, and when we talk about leadership, and in addition to being an honorable responsibility, leadership is it's a need of the church.
我们讲到这些，就是虽然是一个很光荣的职责，但是我们教会需要领袖。
We know that elders are in need of the church because when we look at the scriptures, when we follow the book of Acts,
在圣经上，尤其在使徒行传里面都谈到，所有的教会都需要长老。
What we see is, as Apostle Paul and Barnabas, as they went out on their first journey to share the gospel.
当保罗和巴拉巴两个使徒出去传教的时候
，and as they came back towards, they were going back towards Antioch.
他回到安提亚教会的时候
，they stopped at every church they stopped at.
他在每一个他所建立的教会都停下来。
And they appointed elders, they appointed overseers, leaders of the church.
他指派这些在各个教会都有监督。
It was not, they didn't stop at just the, like, they didn't go, okay, what churches need extra help? You know, what churches are struggling? Maybe we'll stop at those and we'll appoint leaders at those churches.
他要很仔细地看到哪些教会有需要，哪些教会有问题，他都给他们很大的帮助。
No, it was at every place, every church that had already been established, they came back through and they appointed elders.
所以他经过回来每一个教会，他都指定长老在那里。
It says that as they appointed elders, they would pray with fasting.Kind of shows the gravity of which they appointed elders is that they would come back to a church and they would look at their character, their qualifications, they would look at the character and their faith, and they would pray and with fasting over the elders.
他们在这个指定长老的时候，他们都是禁食祷告，看到这些长老的品格，都是为他们虔诚的祷告。
Now, the church at Ephesus where Timothy was ministering, there were already elders in place.
在以弗所教会让他保罗他们去的时候，他们已经有长老了。
Or at least at one time there was elders. It says, because we know this, because in Acts 20 verse 17, it says that Paul, he sent a message to the elders at the church of Ephesus to come meet him in Miletus.
所以在《使徒行传》里面，保罗就提到这个事情，在米拉多的教会，他们可以碰面。
So there was either once elders in the church of Ephesus, and they were no longer in place, or it said Paul saw the elders there, and he wanted to help Timothy understand and tighten the qualifications. Like, this is what we need to focus on when we are calling those to lead the church.
保罗在看到以弗所的教会的时候，他们有些问题他需要调整的。
Because again, through the church, there's just some false teachings, some false teachers' presence, and there needed to be a tightening on the qualifications for elders.
我们已经提到，那他们以弗所教会有很多的不正当的教导，他们人有问题，所以他要把这个他的资格要。把它规定比较严格，使他们能够做得更好。
So, what were those qualifications? What did Paul say, like Timothy, when you were placing overseers? This is what you want to look at.
保罗提到哪一些呢？就是做长老的和做监督的，他是哪一些的资格是需要的
？For an elder must be a man whose life cannot be spoken against.
这些做长老的人，他自己的不可以，就是说，有人家不可以，就是说，他有没有什么错过错的
？Must be faithful to his wife.
对他太太要很忠心的。
Exhibits self-control.
要有自制的能力。
Lives wisely.
你很过很聪明的生活。
Must have a good reputation.
你的名声要好。
Must have enjoy having people over to his home.
你要很欢迎的喜欢人家到你家里面来。
Must be hospitable.
非常热诚的招待人家。
Able to teach, which is the only skill that's listed in the list.
这唯一的就是他要你会讲话。
Not a heavy drinker or violent.
你不可以喝酒，也不可以有暴力。
Must be gentle, peace loving.
有很温和，要爱人。
Not one who loves money.
不贪财。
Must manage his own family well.
就是说你要对你的家庭要好。
With children who respect and obey him.
你的儿女尊敬你。
Notice when we hear the list, that's not the entire, I didn't read through the entire passage, but when we hear the list of qualifications for an elder, it's almost entirely focuses on the character of the person.
所以你看到他这些列出来这些事情刚刚提到都是讲这个人的品格。
Character is the focus of the qualifications for an elder.
就是品格是在做长老里面最重要的条件。
I'm not sure. I must say I haven't visited other churches in other countries.
我没有看到别的国家的教会是怎么样的运行的。
But I know that when I look at American churches, when I look at the culture of America,
但是我看到美国的教会他们的文化。
When they are looking for an elder, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, what the church tends to look for is someone who's a great orator.
所以不并不全部的美国教会都是这样，但是有些教会他觉得你要做长老的话，你在台上要很会讲话。
When American churches or the North American context, when we look at the culture, it tends to be who is a leader. It is someone who can speak well, someone who can orate well.
所以在很多的教会，他们就是如果要选他们的领袖的话，他们觉得这个人要很在台上非常会讲话。
I don't know. It's a tendency of what the church seems to be drawn to.
这就是现在这个趋向。
It's a tendency of what the culture seems to respect.
所以我们好像文化里面就是尊敬这些人。
But again, it's so good to know that even with the Apostle Paul, is known through the book, in the book of Corinthians, he says he's not a great speaker. The Apostle Paul was not a great orator.
但是你们在圣经上已经看到保罗自己在哥林多书里面就说他不是一个很会讲话的人。
Some of the church in Corinth chastise him, kind of like criticize him for like, you're not a very good speaker. If we're going to have a leader, we want someone who can speak well.
所以有些教会就批评这些人，就说你根本就不会讲话，你怎么可以做长老？
But that is not what qualifies someone to be an overseer.
所以这并不是圣经上讲的你的资格的条件。
Well, I think that sometimes in the North American context, churches tend to look for an alpha male.
所以我们在美国教会，我们常常要找，希望找一个，他的英文叫 alpha male， 意思就是好像男强人。
Right, the person who can dominate socially, the person who's up in front, the person who's, you know, just the picture of an alpha male leader.
所以你在看他的一个你最敬仰的这个领袖是应该在非常出众的，在大家面前都很能够表现出来的。
The church is looking for sometimes someone who looks like a CEO of a company.
好像很多的教会好像找这些人的话，好像找普通公司总裁一样的。
But when we look at the scripture, when we look at the word, it's not what Paul says to Timothy of what an overseer is.
但是当我们看圣经的时候，这完全不是保罗告诉提摩太的应该怎么样做一个领袖的。
When you look at the biblical perspective, it transcends the culture. It goes outside of the culture. We're not looking for it. That's not what we're thinking about. What we're thinking about is something greater, something outside the culture.
我们在读圣经的，就是我们追求的人不是限于在圣经里，在我们世界世俗上的事情，而是我们要远超过这个世俗上的。
looking for is someone who exemplifies Christ.
有很就是我们要找的人，就是这个人的形象要像主耶稣一样的。
So what we can do is we can ask ourselves the questions. We can begin to ask ourselves. Kind of look around.
我们可以自己问自己，看看我们周围的人。
Who is a man whose life cannot be spoken against?
所以这些人他的言行举止是不能，就是说不会指责他的。
When you take notice of people, our church family, who exhibits self-control?
所以看看这些人是不是在家庭里面，在教会里面非常有自制的能力的。
Who lives wisely?
他过一个非常聪明的生活。
Who has a good reputation in the church?
在他教会里面有没有好的名声？
As well as to those outside the church.
在教会外面也是一样。
Who is gentle and peace-loving?
他是不是很温和，很爱好和平的？
Who loves to have people over to their home?
他是不是很欢迎别人到他家去的？
These are the character traits that we're looking for in elders.
这就是我们要找长老的这个对象。
Now, of course, the church family is supposed to exhibit these. Like we're supposed to aim for the Christ character.
当然，我们是想找到像基督那个形象的人。
But who amongst us exemplifies these? Who can we look at amongst our church family?
所以我们可以看看周围，我们在这些人在我们教会的家庭里面。
What Paul is listing for Timothy does not describe a person who is without sin.
保罗告诉提摩太的意思并不是要找一个完全无罪的人。
It's not describing someone who is perfect or someone who's without weaknesses or someone who's without flaws.
他并不是说这个人完全是没有瑕疵的，没有做错事的。
It is describing a person who models and kind of embodies the character of Christ.
而是在他身上可以找到主耶稣的形象。
So we look at an elder or an overseer in the scripture.
这就是要找长老和找监督的这个条件。
You understand that elder, being an elder, it's not a right, it's a ministry, it's a privilege.
所以做长老并不是有好像有什么权利一样，这是一个服侍教会的。
For those who desire and who understand the cost.
所以对这些你已经领会到你要怎么付什么样的代价。
And for those who display in their lives Christ's character.
你表现出你有主耶稣的形象呢。
So I pray now that God would bring into our minds, impress into our hearts, who among us has these characters.
让我们静下心来祷告，看我们教会是不是有这些人。
You know, our ultimate example of an overseer or a shepherd is Jesus Christ.
当然我们看到就是个监督的人，是一个有基督形象的人。
This morning, I want us to read a passage that kind of helps us remind us of the cost and of one who empties themselves out. Jesus is the ultimate example of an overseer. The scripture says that he's our chief shepherd. And he was willing to pay the cost. Look with me in this passage this morning, just a great picture of someone who completely empties himself out.
今天早上我们要看这一节的腓立比书这一节经文，预备我们的心。
I'll read in English, and you can follow along. in Mandarin. It says this, you must have the same attitude, church, as Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave, and he was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. And therefore, God elevated him to the highest place of honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. So as you look at Jesus Christ, he is the one that the elders are to look to. An overseer is to look at this example. This is the perfect example. He is the perfect example of someone who just completely goes, I'm giving it all away. And not only are the overseers and elders to look at Jesus Christ as example, so are any Christ follower. We come and worship him, we come and sing about it, of his emptying himself out. And we see it most poignantly or most directly on the cross. It was there that he emptied himself out, he shed his blood, and his body was broken. And the scriptures say that it was by his wounds that we are made whole. Can I have those who are serving, could they come forward? In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's drink together. Jesus, we thank you that you did not hold on to your life, that you did not cling to your right to as God. Lord, we thank you that you chose to empty yourself out, that you left behind what you could have had. You could have had power, you could have had position, you could have had status, but you left it all behind in obedience to the Father. We thank you that you counted the cost, and yet we're still willing to pay it for us. And because of that, we have the forgiveness, we have freedom, we have been redeemed. And because of that, Lord, you are now lifted at the right hand of the Father. Lord, we look forward to seeing your glorified state when you return. Lord, we pray that we would look to you, our chief shepherd, as our model, that we ourselves would would act in humility. We would humble ourselves and serve others and use our lives as a living sacrifice as unto you. That in due time, you also, we would share with your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.